This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. In earnings this morning, Toyota reported a record high quarterly profit of more than $5 billion. Analysts said the results come directly from the weaker yen. And the Walt Disney Company announces its third quarter earnings after the market closes today. Analysts are expecting good news. Theme parks are among the bright spots. Attendance has been going up, and so have ticket prices. And just a few weeks ago, the company unveiled plans for its Shanghai theme park, set to open next year. And movies are another bright spot. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more on that.
When it comes to movies, Disney's on a roll. Avengers: Age of Ultron brought in $1.4 billion. Inside Out, another $600 million. And earlier this year, the company said it was still riding the Frozen gravy train with strong merchandise sales. But hey, why look backwards?
Chewie, we're home.
Disney's got the latest Star Wars movie this Christmas.
This is going to be one of the most anticipated movie launches in a very long time.
That's Brad Adgate, research director at Horizon Media.
There's going to be several billion-dollar movies this year, probably a record. I think Disney will have its share of those.
Still, there are cracks in the Disney armor. Its sports network ESPN has lost cable subscribers. Last week, Disney CEO Bob Iger told CNBC the network could change its business model.
Eventually, ESPN becomes a business that is sold directly to the consumer.
But Iger says that's not anytime soon. Right now, ESPN is reportedly undergoing significant cost cutting. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.